With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Cabinet greenlights a series of budget shifts as well as an extra $500,000 for the Ministry of Planning, Lands, Agriculture, Housing, and Infrastructure. Up first, supplemental funding for this year's NICE program, which gives unemployed Caymanians short-term employment in the lead-up to the holidays and supports the, quote, essential maintenance of public spaces. Minister responsible, the Honorable J.E. Banks.
And Cabinet has approved the $350,000 in supplementary funding. This will be achieved by reducing PAH 28 cadastral surveying and planning and resource management by $350,000 and increasing PAH 10 management of government properties by the same amount. The adjustment is required immediately due to the timing of the program and the operations and need to have the resources in place now.
This year's program ran between the 1st and the 12th. The next improvement by Cabinet was the reallocation of funds to repair and remediate the Stacy Wantler Pavilion.
On the 10th of December 2025, Cabinet approved the reappropriation of the funds as follows: a decrease of $300,000 from TP76 Assistance for Infrastructure Development and a corresponding increase of $300,000 in NGS 84, the Cabinet's Agriculture Society, for the purpose of the funding and urgent repairs and remediation to the Stacy Wantler Pavilion.
Mr. Ebanks told MPs in Parliament the pavilion is a, quote, key national facility that supports the agricultural community events and food security initiatives. He says the structural environmental issues must be addressed, quote, immediately to ensure safety and maintain the pavilion's ability to host major events like February's upcoming agriculture show. Cabinet also approved the creation of a new operational expenditure, Avian Influenza Pilot Culling Program, in the amount of $500,000.
This funding supports the urgent disease control measures, including a pilot culling program for feral chickens and the continued enforcement of movement of restrictions around the affected area. Mr. Speaker, the action follows the confirmation of the avian influenza on the local farm and is designed to reduce the risk of the spread of to other holdings and protect the public health and safeguard of domestic poultry and wider food security interests.
Minister Ebanks says the pilot culling program will focus on feral chickens within the 500-meter zone of the affected area, alongside, quote, the target surveillance and testing of selected farms. And a woman heads to grand court to reenter pleas to multiple charges of forgery and obtaining property by deception, as well as possession of criminal property. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks has more on the case against Erilyn Jane Thompson.
Erilyn Jane Thompson has now pleaded guilty to all counts except for one, which the court has ruled was not relevant to the case. Prosecutors told the court that between April 2022 and January 2023, Ms. Thompson forged 17 prescriptions purporting to be signed by a local doctor and knowingly presenting 12 false prescriptions for oxycodone. It was further alleged that she obtained the drugs by deception from Foster's Food Fair Pharmacy between April and December 2022 and from the West Bay Pharmacy between June 2022 and January 2023. Ms. Thompson also faces a charge under the Proceeds of Crime Act after being found in possession of $1,255 in cash on the 2nd of March 2024, alleged to be criminal property. She remains on bail till the new year, but the court has ordered a social inquiry report and victim impact report to assist in sentencing. Her sentencing is scheduled for March 2026, and she remains on bail till then. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. The authorities in India say one of the gunmen who killed 15 people at a Jewish celebration on Bondi Beach was an Indian citizen. Police in the southern state of Telangana say Sajid Akram was originally from Hyderabad and left for Australia 27 years ago. The M23 rebel group that's fighting government forces in the Democratic Republic of Congo says it's agreed to withdraw from the city of Uvira at the request of the United States. The militia had seized the city last week. The World Food Programme says more than 17 million people in Afghanistan are facing acute hunger this winter. The WFP said teams were seeing families skipping meals for days on end. BBC News.